The Hatchcast is brought to you by the Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. The Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation empowers students to learn through action by providing campus-wide programs, courses, and resources to test ideas, foster an entrepreneurial mindset, develop empathy, and create new ventures. Learn more at eship.msu.edu.
Welcome back to the Hatchcast. I'm Aaron Richard.
And I'm Brandon Weaver.
So today, we continue our Spartan Successors mini-series, but before we dive in, you should know that next week is Entrepreneurship and Innovation Week at Michigan State. Is that right?
Yeah. So starting on Monday, March 29th, the week will begin. We'll have a discovery group orientation from 3 to 4 p.m., and then on Wednesday the 31st, we'll have another discovery group orientation from 2 to 3, and then in the evening, we'll have Innovate State with Bob Fish from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Bob is the co-founder and CEO of Big B Coffee. And then Thursday, we have the Burgess New Venture Challenge, where teams will be pitching. And if you want to attend that event, you can. Just make sure you RSVP now. And then on Friday the 2nd, our week will commence. And that is the last day to apply for the two-day venture, which will take place in April. But make sure you have all of your ideas, or if you just want to join and be on a team, make sure you do that by 11:59 of that night on April 2nd.
Fantastic. It is going to be a great week. We do this every year, and it's sort of a culmination of a lot of hard work for all of the students who are competing. I mean, we have 15 semifinalist teams that are competing for up to $40,000 worth of cash prizes. So that is pretty darn exciting. If you are interested, you must register. It is a free event. If you just head over to eship.msu.edu/calendar, you can register for all of the events that are lined up for next week. We'd love to have you. Thank you. Now, who do they have to look forward to today?
Yeah, today we got to sit down with Bree Macrick. Bree, if you've been involved with Burgess at all for the past 3 to 4 years, you've definitely seen and heard Bree. Bree is the founder of Bright Bites. And it was really nice to just sit down and talk to her. I haven't seen her since last March when we were told, hey, you can no longer come back on the hatch. Everybody has to go home. So, you know, we talked about what she's up to, what 2020 brought, what, you know, graduating in 2020 was like, and then just reminiscing, you know, those times in the hatch and how much we miss, you know, the interaction and the energy that that environment brings.
I'm looking forward to everyone hearing this interview, and I'm so glad that you did it. Without further ado, here's your interview with Bree.
I am a recent MSU grad, almost a year. I graduated in May 2020, and at my time at MSU, I started a probiotic snack bite company called Bright Bites between switching my majors 5 times, and now I'm running Bright Bites.
And graduating in 2020, how are you doing?
Yeah, there's been a lot of ups and downs. I feel like this year has went by actually really fast, and really well. We have a lot of exciting things coming up for the company. And just personally, I feel like it's been a big year for growth and I'm excited.
Yeah. So the main thing that why we wanted to record this is we wanted to feature those 2020 grads, ones that, you know, kind of got thrown into the fire, graduating in a time of a pandemic, and ultimately have been able to endure and you know, continue fighting on. So for you, where do you draw strength?
I would say really from inside, like inward, myself and my support system. And I say inward because, I mean, I'm still really young and I haven't had that much life experience, but I know what works for me and what I need to do to stay strong. I'm really self-motivated and self-driven person. So a lot of it does come from like internal motivation, but it's always good to have my support system there.
What has surprised you most about life after graduation?
So I would say it's about how much your priorities shift. I mean, when you're at school, your priorities are a little bit different because you have your classes and extracurriculars, as well as a large social life. And then shifting to a pandemic, things just change when you're like thinking, how do I support myself and career goals? And you really become adulting. But also it's shown me how much control I have in my own life. And I say this because I think at school, you get in a routine and everyone is living a very similar life of go to class, you might have a job, and you almost feel like you're in a bubble, like it's the same every single year. Anyways, I feel like it's shown me that I have control to do the things that I want to do versus when you're in school, you're kind of forced, you know, to go to class and to get your assignments done and get your degree if that's what you're there for. But looking like you have the rest of the world to conquer and try new things. And if you want to travel somewhere, if you want to live somewhere else, I mean, I feel like that has been really awesome for me to kind of explore is like you have this freedom to do that now.
I mean, you were involved with obviously trying to build Bright Bites during college and going to classes and doing all that. And then you were involved with Wii a little bit. Would you say graduation after graduating, it's become more straightforward? Like you're able to just dive into to Bright Bites and fully commit your time to that?
Yes, but also no. So something I struggle with is like when you wake up and you have 14 hours and you're like, okay, I need to build this company today. No one is telling me, Brie, I need this marketing plan done by 1 p.m. Brie, I need this like email flow done by 2 p.m. Like that is really nice because I can focus on what I want to, but it's also really comes from that like self-motivation of like, I have to keep myself accountable or rely on mentors and put in these places, goals. With school, I would say I was just kind of always running with like running around crazy. I mean, you saw me, like I was just like running from one thing to another, maybe going to class, maybe going to like an extracurricular event, but it was like trade show to meeting to this. So cutting school out has allowed me to like slow down and honestly like refocus some of our priorities. And I think I'm more just overall probably a little bit more calm than I used to be back when it was like juggling full class load in person.
I remember always being like a little bit jealous. I'm like, oh, Bree's in another state this week and she got excused from classes. That must be nice.
There was a lot of times where I wasn't in class. Some of my favorites are I would like go to class and we were like dealing with a new manufacturer and I like left class. Like I just picked up my phone and like computer and left. And our teacher asked one of my friends and he goes, is she okay? And he's like, yeah, she's fine. Like, and I just didn't show up for like a week and a half after that. Like, no, nothing was said.
Oh, wow.
I was very fortunate that I had good professors, I would say, like looking back on it, that did allow me to be flexible because a long time before I was an advertising major, I was a kin major. And my professors did not understand at all what I was doing. They were like, entrepreneurship program, like, are you lying? Like, why aren't you in class? Like, this is not acceptable. And then when I started taking entrepreneurship classes, they were like, okay, this is great. Like, just let me know, send me an email. And so it was funny how it shifted a lot. And that was like a big reason I did switch my major.
What piece of advice from someone during your time at MSU has stuck with you?
So I was going to a pitch competition in 2019 and I was talking to Paul. I was leaving the next day and it was in Canada. So the first like international competition and Paul said to me, just f-ing win. No other words. And he literally, I was kind of still, I would say like new. It was only like, you know, didn't know Paul that well yet. And I was like, yes, sir. Like, okay. And then I did win. And it was like the largest competition I ever won. And it would became like the running joke between like me. I like told my dad about it. And it would, we were always like, just effing win. And it kind of told me like, put your adult hat on, button your shirt up and get this shit done. And like, you can have those days where you're not feeling the best, you're not feeling as motivated. But like, when I hear those words, I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, I can do this. I can win. And I just think it's so funny because I was honestly shocked when he said it. And I was like, okay, like, thanks. I'm competing against 30 students from top 10 Ivy League schools with these medical device companies, like, internationally. And here I am. I was the only person there. And I show up to the competition and everyone has a team and they're all in like black suits and like super professional and they've got four teams and then they've got their doctorate advisor and here is me and then my dad who is carrying my stuff. And I was like, all right, I'm ready to win. So it was a fun, it's funny looking back at it.
That's awesome. What piece of wisdom, methods of solidarity or overlooked truth do you wish to share with your fellow Spartans graduating in 2021?
Well, first I hope you can walk. I was very bummed about that. But I would say college is too short to not have fun. Don't take things too seriously and get connected. This is the place where you're going to be surrounded by the most people, even if most of it is virtual. But even after, there's so many alumni across the country that are willing to support you. And so get connected to those people. Use your Michigan State kind of status to your advantage, because I tell people this all the time, is that's how I've gotten so many mentors, but even helped friends get connected to employers. And everyone knows Michigan State. So really, like, have that in your back pocket and use that to your advantage. But I would say, you know, have fun. Don't take things too seriously, because then you get into the real world and you don't want to regret not having fun.
Would you say that holding that Michigan State name, even after graduation, you're still able to network like you were in college? Or are you kind of viewed differently after graduation?
I haven't really found much of a difference. I think it's still the same. I remember one conversation I had with a competitor of our brand who went to Michigan State. This is when I first started the business. And he goes, the only reason I'm talking to you is because you go to Michigan State. And he was sharing like business information that wasn't anything super, you know, confidential. But he was like, I wouldn't tell any just random student that is potentially a competitor this information. So I think people are just willing to help. And it makes people, alums that have graduated years before, like excited to see what's coming out of Michigan State. And warm intros always help. And that's what, you know, Burgess has been really helpful for me, is introducing me to alumni, getting me connected, even afterwards. It's like, oh, wait, have you talked to this person? Or it's always cool to see who's coming back and really is now a part of like their entrepreneurship program or EIRs, those type of things. So I think there's so much that you can do to stay connected even after graduation.
Yeah. What's going on with BrightBytes? Like, where are you at? Do you have a bigger team now? Where are you located? What's going on?
We have expanded. We're launching with about 30 more retail accounts next month. And one is a bigger retail account, so that won't be included in those 30. We don't know exactly how many stores. We're announcing the next couple of weeks on our social media, so I can't tell you just yet where that is, but it's going to be where you can find BrightBytes across the country. So that's super exciting. We have a few team members, marketing side and kind of on that fulfillment side. And for the time being, I'm actually in Arizona. So I left Michigan a couple months ago now to get out for the winter.
And now, are you a family there, or you're just, is there some sort of funding connection there? Okay.
My brother moved out here with his fiance, and my best friend lives out here. My boyfriend's out here for the time being. I knew more people in Arizona than in Saginaw, Michigan, where I was for the last couple of months. So I was like,
no, that's
you know what? It's time to like enjoy the blue skies and get out. I ultimately want to move here like permanently. So I was like, why not test it out for a couple months before like picking up and moving cross country?
Yeah. And now for the people listening that are in the East Lansing, Lansing region, where can they find BrightBytes?
Yeah, so we have our product at Horrocks in Lansing, downtown Lansing, Capital City Market, which is a Meijer Market store. They just opened almost a year ago, I would say. All the Blue Owl coffee shops, our favorite coffee shop in the Lansing area, and then Foods for Living as well. But we also have our own website if we're sold out any of those locations, brightbytes.com, or you can find us on Amazon.
Awesome. Bree, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for coming in and talking with us today. And I wish you the best of luck. Burgess wishes you the best of luck. We're excited to keep watching what you do.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Hatchcast is brought to you by Women in Entrepreneurship. Women in Entrepreneurship's mission is to inspire and support women interested in entrepreneurship through a collaborative, innovative, and empowering network. To learn more, visit msue.com.
Hatchcast is an ongoing collaboration.
Hatchcast.
Hatchcast.
Hatchcast is an ongoing collaboration. This podcast was co-created by Aaron Richard,
Tyler Mihai,
and Kurt Krieger.
It is produced by the Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation
in cooperation with the MSU Foundation.
Gabe Hales
and Justice Keech are our sound engineers
and editors. Our co-producers include Brandon Weaver,
Gabe Hales,
Justice Keech, and Aaron Richard.
Original sound is created by Katya Gardina,
with help from Aubrey Haas,
Brandon Weaver,
Caitlin Setter,
Sydney Owinga, Kurt Krieger, Tyler Mihai,
Gabriella Alum,
Jeff Smith,
Paul Jakes,
Ken Smusiak, Desiree Melfi-Bozzo,
Neil Kane,
and Lori Fisher.
If you have any questions or comments, please
feel free to reach out at
hatchcast@msu.edu.
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 Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.